Now look at part three. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one or two words, or a number, or a date, or a time. Look at questions 14 to 19 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear a boy giving a class presentation about a two-day trip he went on to a place called Sidelli.
On holiday, I went to a place called Sidelli with my family. It was really interesting and we spent 2 days there. On the first morning, we visited a theatre. It was built 2,000 years ago beside the sea and people used to watch plays there in the open air. There used to be an old fishing village nearby. After that, we had a guided tour. Rather than go to the old palace, which is full of tourists, our guide took us up a hill and showed us around what's left of a library. Most of it had fallen down, but it still had a fantastic atmosphere. I tried to imagine it full of old books long ago in the past. We then took a bus into the countryside for lunch, and we ate next to a waterfall. Afterwards, we took a walk from there to a lake. It was dark green and full of loads of different kinds of fish. Then we walked down into a place called Flower Valley. There were so many different types of plants, but there were lots of insects too. Maybe they should call it Mosquito Valley instead. Anyway, it was amazing. On the morning of the second day, there was a choice of activities to do in the sea. Everyone chose diving, but you could also do water skiing. We were provided with all the necessary equipment and had such a good time. In the afternoon, we could choose to go on one of two different factory tours. One factory made pots and plates, which sounded dull to me, and one produced carpets. That was the one we went on. There were lots of traditional designs, all made by local people. It was really interesting. That was the last thing we did that day.
Now listen again.
On holiday, I went to a place called Sidelli with my family. It was really interesting and we spent 2 days there. On the first morning, we visited a theatre. It was built 2,000 years ago, beside the sea, and people used to watch plays there in the open air. There used to be an old fishing village nearby. After that, we had a guided tour. Rather than go to the old palace, which is full of tourists, our guide took us up a hill and showed us around what's left of a library. Most of it had fallen down, but it still had a fantastic atmosphere. I tried to imagine it full of old books long ago in the past. We then took a bus into the countryside for lunch, and we ate next to a waterfall. Afterwards, we took a walk from there to a lake. It was dark green and full of loads of different kinds of fish. Then we walked down into a place called Flower Valley. There were so many different types of plants, but there were lots of insects too. Maybe they should call it Mosquito Valley instead. Anyway, it was amazing. On the morning of the second day, there was a choice of activities to do in the sea. Everyone chose diving, but you could also do water skiing. We were provided with all the necessary equipment and had such a good time. In the afternoon, we could choose to go on one of two different factory tours. One factory made pots and plates, which sounded dull to me, and one produced carpets. That was the one we went on. There were lots of traditional designs, all made by local people. It was really interesting. That was the last thing we did that day.
That is the end of part 3.